The snow that once capped the Andes Mountains above Chile's capital and Central Valley is conspicuously absent. For centuries, melting ice nourished rivers below. 400 kilometers to the north, La Paloma, South America's largest irrigation reservoir, has only 20% left of the water that once made this valley flourish. Further north, the deficit is 100%. 13 years of relentless drought, the longest on record, is transforming Chile, and not for the better.
We're standing on the river which we depend on to water our crops, but look at the state it's in. It used to carry loads of water, but it's all dried up. This year it practically didn't rain at all.
Mr. Echeverria and his sole employee are trying to revive the vines that survived last year's dismal harvest.
There's years of work, sacrifice and investment here, and it's sad to see our livelihood and that of so many families lost. I used to have 50 workers here at this time of year, and that source of employment is now gone.
Small farmers and multi-billion-dollar agricultural exporters alike are suffering the consequences of a drought that the government believes is here to stay.
The drought is no longer an emergency. It's turned into a structural change. We need to establish a different relationship with water because it's become a scarce resource.
Authorities and scientists blame global warming for the rapid depletion of Chile's Patagonian glaciers, the drastic reduction of rainfall, and the sustained increase in temperatures. The once Mediterranean climate of central and south-central Chile is rapidly mimicking a desert. There's far less water and, at the same time, a much greater demand for agriculture. The big dilemma, of course, is what to do about it. This week, the government launched a nationwide water-saving campaign that warns there are only two options, conserve it or there will be none left. But experts in resource sustainability say the key is better water governance.
The efficient use of the water we have, modernization of production processes, technology, reusing water, producing more with less water and on less land are all crucial.
Many rural communities that have lost everything are selling their land and migrating to cities. But experts insist that if taken seriously, science, technology, and social discipline can establish a new and more realistic relationship with an element that only 20 years ago seemed infinite. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Central Chile.